Well, you see, this old man, we used to have this guy here, Jim Petrie. Now, he played every Thursday night.
Okay.
He was a brilliant old man, and he had a regular lady with him. That guy played the saw. That's why he's just happened to be there. But they played... they played on a Thursday night, and it was absolutely... There were some Thursday nights we could not get through the lounge. The lounge was full, the front was full. It was amazing. You would not believe what it was like. Unbelievable. You couldn't move. And they'd get dour singing. You know, it'd go dourer and dourer and dourer. You know the way I love Scottish music, but it can go dourer. And I had to learn to become a performer, like a seal. And I'd go in and I'll say, right, we'll just up the ante. My old man said, follow the banner, something, and start off like that. And then they'd go again. And it was brilliant.
Oh, amazing.
And we had four guys come in one Thursday night, and they came in about 7:30. And the singing was going on, you know. And one of them said, do you mind if we get up? You know, I said, no. It was almost like karaoke, but no music, you know, apart from the fiddle. So these four guys got up and they sang, and they were brilliant. Oh, that was lovely. And in the end, they gave me the card, and it was the Westminster Abbey Choir, right? And it got on it all over the world where they'd sang. You know, they had all these things like in Switzerland and everywhere, Austria, everywhere. I said, now you'll be able to put the black water in. They were brilliant. And they stayed and stayed the night because it was too late for them to leave.
Right.
And that was on a Thursday night. And that was just
mid-season. They just happened to be
and
there
it just
there.
Disappeared. And within 6 weeks, that Thursday night went from being totally full to there being six people.
I have no idea why.
I could not figure it out.
When about was it?
That would be in about 1993-94. And the only other thing I can think of was they didn't used to have drink driving laws up here.
Right, yeah. That's a really good point.
All of a sudden, there were police in the village, there were police up the Dalle. And a couple of people got done, and that did a lot. At the same time as the drink driving really got jumped on, they started doing the Forfar Road, and they put a sign at Blair Gowrie saying, you know, like just before you get into Blair Gowrie, it says Aberdeen that way, and they truncated people off this road, so there was a lot of passing traffic that we didn't get. That we used to get before the Forfar Road.
Just people going past.
Yeah, just passing trade. We also used to get a lot of trade going to Balmoral. And over a couple of years, when Princess Diana got... Well, not when she got killed, but when they were getting divorced and everything was going wrong with the royal family. You know, 75% of my people stopping in the summer were on the way to Balmoral. And it's amazing how many people didn't go after that. It was amazing what didn't happen. And when I think back on it now, I think you sound like you're blaming everybody but yourself. But we didn't change.
Mm.
And we were doing the same and more than we'd done. We weren't just sitting back and saying, throw the food in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I used to be up in the morning and I used to open my place at 7:30 for my residence breakfast. And when I was serving breakfast for the residents at 7:30, those front doors were open. And anybody who walked through the door got breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, they could get breakfast. I used to start serving meals in the morning at 7 o'clock and I finished serving meals at 11 o'clock at night. Non-stop. The last night meals would change and go to a sandwich or something, but nobody ever walked in my pub in 20 years. And 15 years, and said, can I have something to eat? And was told no.
Mm.
Ever.
Yeah.
It was, I just could not understand how the people in a pub could turn around and say somebody didn't have anything to eat when there was a whole damn kitchen behind the door. You know, it was crazy. But there was a whole period between 85 and 95 that this glen was heaving.